Well, today I find myself at Kung Fu Damerasia, where everything comes with a side of sense of humor. The decor is an eclectic mix of East meets West, and posters from classic Kung Fu movies adorn the walls alongside less traditional graffiti or street art. And the menu offers such dishes as fly rice, nunchuck chicken, and pork get in my belly. But one thing they take very seriously here is having a good time. And here to tell me more about it is Chef Johnny Chu, General Manager of Kung Fu Damerasia. Thanks for letting me come visit.
You got it. Thank you for having us.
So how did this place come to be here?
Well, long story short, Master Chef, my dad, Rich Chu, he's been a chef ever since age 9, and he's always worked for someone else. So about 5-6 years ago, he came to me and asked me to be in the business with him. Of course, I refused because I had a career going on myself. I used to be a graphic designer, and that's what I wanted to do. But of course, you know, he's stubborn like always. And he called me this one day and basically asked me to come down to Covington, Kentucky, and to take a look at this restaurant. And of course, I refuse and I say no. And he tells me, son, before you say no, at least you can come down and just check this place out. Of course, you know, I had to do what I had to do as a son. I said, okay, I will come down and I will check it out, but don't expect me to say yes. So I came down to Covington. I liked the place immediately. It's got this bar. It was a little dirty, but just came in and saw the bar, and I thought, wow, we could actually do a lot with this business. I mean, this place has, it's small, and the bar is pretty well built, and we could probably do noodles here. And then for the Covington, it's not Cincinnati, but you know, it's, we could probably educate, you know, Covington, you know, residents, you know, what Chinese food is all about. And that is why we're here today.
And how long ago was that?
Technically, that's about 5 years ago, to be exact.
The restaurant began as Amerasia, but there's a progression that you're making right now to try to bring it toward more the Kung Fu idea.
Yeah, so basically, Amerasia has been here for about at least 15-20 years. So we didn't want to change the name. We just kept it the way it was. Plus, we like the idea of, you know, how Amerasia kind of brings the American side and the Asian side all together. So with this idea, I kind of just had this place, you know, turn out to be half side of the restaurant to be the Americanized, and half side of the restaurant is the Asianized. So we have Kung Fu posters on the wall on one side and also Chinese paintings on the other side.
And this place definitely has a flair to it, a funk to it. Does that come from your graphic design background?
Yeah. So as a graphic designer, I like to be different. You know, every Asian restaurant I've gone to in the past, it's all paintings, Chinese paintings, or nothing but just red wall. I was born, raised in Taiwan, and having that Asian my background, plus the, you know, American background that I have, kind of just plus all the Kung Fu movies that I just watched back in the days, you know, when I was a kid, kind of just mix everything together.
How would you describe the selections on the menu? Would you call them fusion, or what's the description that you would give them?
Half of our menu is fusion, so basically Americanized Chinese. But then again, you know, as authentic, you know, Chinese I am, I don't necessarily like Americanized Chinese food. I'm more like, you know, traditional, authentic Chinese, and that's where we actually have Chinese menu available for the hardcore Chinese, you know, authentic diners who loves the real Chinese food.
And one thing I think is important to note is you carry a large number of very unusual beers.
Oh yeah, we sure do. We refuse to carry Bud Light, Budweiser. We only carry craft beers, just because our food is, you know, off the chain, and it's really what I call craft food. So everything is made from scratch. So having, you know, good food like that, you have to pair that up with, of course, craft beer. Beer is definitely, you know, it has a lot of different type of flavors, just like Chinese food.
To someone who's never been here before, if you could describe what they could expect when they walk in the door, what would you say?
Well, I would say you can have the crappiest day in the world and you're hungry, but once you walk in, you'll go, wow, this place is actually amazing. It has so much energy. It's very different. Now, let's eat. We'll make sure you walk out of here happy with a big smile on your face and say, I'll be back.
Well, let's move on to the food for a second. What is this dish that's in front of me?
Well, this noodle dish is called the Hao Fan noodles, and it's a very fun dish. So it's basically the rice noodles. These guys are flat, and they're fat. They're thick as a cardboard. So what we do is we pan fry them first with ginger, and then we stir fry them again. So it's got the crust on the outside, and it's soft on the inside. And we lightly stir fry those noodles with light oil, a little bit of red chili paste, and veggies such like bean sprouts, carrots, bamboo shoots, and of course with your choice of protein, but beef goes really well with it.
And this is something that you told me is sort of off the menu, correct?
Yes, we have a lot of dishes that's off menu. So if it's your first time, or if you're not familiar with, you know, our Kung Fu Amerasia, we're not going to tell you about it. We want you to order, you know, from the regular menu, just because if you think you're worthy, you're up for the challenge, and you're adventurous, we'll tell you about the off menu.
And there's a very rich history and tradition that goes into these dishes that is just fascinating. If you wouldn't mind telling me a little bit about that.
Yeah, Chef was basically Chef's master chef. He was the emperor's, last Chinese emperor's, you know, imperial chef, you know, from back in the days. So at age 9, he was apprentice of the noodle chef from 9-year-old to probably, I would say, 13 before he immigrated to Taiwan. So during those years, he was trained under the noodle chef. And what he's taught him was a bunch of, you know, original, you know, recipe from, you know, the dynasty era. So the imperial beef noodles, the zhajiang noodles, and the, of course, the Hao Fan noodles. So the three are the main, you know, huge, you know, noodle dish we have at Amerasia.
Well, and the way you described it to me was incredibly accurate, because you have the crunchy, you have the chewy, you have the sweet with the ginger, you have the spicy, and everything's completely in balance, and they play off each other into a very delicate combination of flavors. It was just fantastic. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much for having us.
I've had the pleasure of speaking with Johnny Chu, General Manager of Kung Fu Amerasia. For links to their menu, specials, and more information, visit us at wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. See you here at Amerasia Kung Fu.